Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Welcome to the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett, filling in for Sean over the next 3 hours. You can follow me on Twitter at Greg Jarrett. You can read my legal columns and other articles on my website, thegregjarrett.com, and listen to my podcast, The Brief. I'm happy to be here today. This is for viewers who are regular to the Sean Hannity Show. It's familiar turf for me. I've been a frequent guest on this program discussing criminal cases and legal issues, the various punitive investigations launched against Donald Trump over the last 6 years. I've been an anchor and a legal analyst for the Fox News Channel for the last 20 years. I wrote 2 books that were New York Times bestsellers, The Russia Hoax and the sequel called Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. And in both books, I sought to expose the abuse of power by government that has become so commonplace, so egregious, in particular, unscrupulous officials at the Department of Justice and the FBI. They have weaponized their vast authority and become a law unto themselves. And it's still going on. They seem to think they can do anything they want. They arm themselves with immense power and unlimited resources. If they don't like you or your political views, they come after you with a vengeance. They don't care about rights and liberties. They don't care about fidelity to the law. They certainly don't care about honesty. No, their goal is to punish their political enemies. Whether it's parents who complain at school board meetings about critical race theory or pandemic mandates, or the targeting of Catholics as potential terrorists, or persecuting pro-life activists. And of course, the flip side is that Democrats and liberals, they all get a free pass. They get protection. Hillary Clinton's criminal email scandal, the Biden family influence peddling schemes, to name just a couple. So this is a dual system of justice, this unequal justice. And frankly, it is symptomatic of a sickness and a rot and a corruption within our government. And sadly, it's been going on for a long time. And in fact, I've written a new book about government abuse. It's called The Trial of the Century. It's available now for pre-order online. Again, it's called The Trial of the Century. I hope you'll order it now. Just go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or other online sites. Type in the name of the book, The The Trial of the Century, or just My Name, Greg Jarrett. And I hope you'll get the book and read it, because this is an important one. Publishers Weekly called it a colorful and dramatic account of one of the most consequential free speech debates in American history. And they're right about that. My book tells the story of how the greatest trial lawyer who ever lived, Clarence Darrow, had the courage to stand up to the government when it was unpopular to do so. When the government passed a law making it a crime to teach science, in particular, the science of evolution. And Darrow's intrepid defense of free speech, academic freedom, and the power of ideas, that helped form the legal bedrock on which our civil liberties depended today. And it foreshadowed our culture wars, our struggles over partisan censorship, these disinformation campaigns, classroom indoctrination of students where diversity of opinion and opposing views are banned. If you don't conform to a particular orthodoxy, you're punished, you're canceled, you're erased. It's been going on for a long time, as I say. And in fact, nearly 100 years ago in the trial of the century. So let's step back to when it happened, the 1920s. Under pressure from fundamentalist leaders across the nation, individual states began to ban books. Any book that mentioned the theory of evolution was removed from shelves in public schools. Why? Because they believed, incorrectly, that Darwin's established theory of evolution conflicted with the story of man's creation in the Bible. It didn't, but it didn't matter that evolution was accepted by scholars and scientists and a great many theologians across the world. No, the religious fervor at the time was so strong that states began to cave in. In Tennessee, they made it a crime for an educator to teach evolution in a classroom, even though the state-approved textbook that students were required to read by law had a chapter on evolution. So that's insane, right? Well, a 25-year-old school teacher by the name of John Scopes, an affable young man, all the students liked him, was arrested, handcuffed, and carted off to jail for violating the new law. Well, the great Clarence Darrow in Chicago read about it. He was incensed. He was angry. He volunteered to defend Scopes for free, spending his own money to handle the case. And I should acknowledge that Darrow had an additional motive, because leading the prosecution team was Darrow's nemesis, William Jennings Bryan, the nation's leading fundamentalist leader who helped the laws get passed. And like Darrow, Bryan was famous. He was a mesmerizing orator, a 3-time presidential candidate. He had served as Secretary of State for Woodrow Wilson. So the trial that followed became the biggest legal blockbuster of a generation. This titanic clash between two American icons. It was known far and wide as the Scopes Monkey Trial, an invidious take on evolution. But it was also dubbed the Trial of the Century. And in my judgment, it truly was. Journalists the world over converged on the small town of Dayton, Tennessee. Darrow and Scopes fighting for the indispensable proposition that no one should be told how to think. And in the pre-television age, this was the first trial to be broadcast live on radio to a riveted nationwide audience. Newsreel cameras were set up inside the courtroom. They captured all of the events and flew the film every day to Chicago for distribution in movie theaters. Banner headlines appeared in all the major newspapers across America recounting what happened each day as the trial of the century unfolded. Now, the cards were stacked against Clarence Darrow. So was the judge, who refused to let him call a dozen renowned experts to the witness stand. They were prepared to explain to the jury that evolution and creationism were harmonious. They're not in conflict. But having been shut down by the biased judge, Clarence Darrow was desperate. So he did something quite remarkable. He called William Jennings Bryan, the prosecutor, to the witness stand as an expert on the Bible, which he was. Now, of course, the other prosecutors and the judge objected. You can't do that. But Darrow was smart. He was counting on William Jennings Bryan's ego that he just couldn't resist taking center stage. And that is precisely what happened. Bryan demanded that he testify as an expert on the Bible and creationism, and methodically and brilliantly, Clarence Darrow picked apart Bryan and his insistence that everything in the Bible must be accepted as literal. With that, Bryan fell apart. He was utterly destroyed. The New York Times described Darrow's withering cross-examination as the most amazing court scene in Anglo-Saxon history. I recount it in the book, but there's more. A devastated and heartbroken Bryan died days later, still there, in Dayton, Tennessee, his reputation in tatters. So, what was the outcome of the trial anyway? How did the jury decide this seminal case? Well, for that, I hope you'll read the book, The Trial of the Century. Again, you can pre-order it online right now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble websites, or you can go to my website, thegregjarrett.com, because this case, the Scopes Monkey Trial, that incredible story that forever changed free speech and academic liberty in America, that's why I became a lawyer. Darrow, you see, was my hero. And when we come back, I'll tell you about that part of the story, dating back to when I was just a teenager. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, at Greg Jarrett. And you can follow me on my own website, where you can also find information about my book, The Trial of the Century. The website is thegregjarrett.com. We're going to take a short break. This is Greg Jarrett filling in for Sean on The Sean Hannity Show. We'll be right back.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
You know, a cyber thief can steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity, with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now, that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your name. Then mention my name, Sean, and you get 30 days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett, filling in for Sean. You can follow me on Twitter, at Greg Jarrett. You can read my columns or listen to my podcast, The Brief, by going to my website, thegregjarrett.com. But you can also learn more about my new book, The Trial of the Century, available for pre-order right now at the usual sites, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And how I came to write this particular book really dates back to the early 1970s. I was barely a teenager when one day, I don't know why, and I've never been able to figure it out. Maybe I was bored. Maybe it was raining. I plucked a book off my father's shelf and I sat down to read it cover to cover. And then I read it again. It was a biography of America's greatest trial lawyer, Clarence Darrow. I was consumed by Darrow's courtroom exploits, the fearless, heroic figure who despaired of the dangers of conformity, social control, but most of all, he hated government intrusion and abuse of power. He upheld the right to individualism and self-determination, never backing down from a legal brawl. The lost and the damned, those were his treasured clients. He gave them compassion and hope. He detested the unchecked authority, unlimited resources of government prosecutors. In Darrow, the needy, despised, and oppressed found a champion. Without him, they scarcely stood a chance. I didn't know it at the time, but that book set a course for the rest of my life. I decided one day to try to become a lawyer. Darrow's most famous courtroom trial was the Scopes Monkey Trial. It became known as the Trial of the Century, the name of my book. A couple of years ago, I teamed up with Don Yeagery. He and I traveled to Dayton, Tennessee, to the very courthouse where that trial was held. And the building still stands, the second floor courtroom, unchanged from 1925. We met with town leaders, including the archivist, who gave us access to the original trial transcript, as well as the judge's reporter's notes in longhand. And that formed the basis of our book. I studied the transcript and analyzed the trial. Don dug deep into the history of the town and the many colorful characters who participated in the trial of the century. And what we found was quite amazing. The story of this courageous battle to uphold a precious right in America, the right to think for yourself based on the principles of free speech and intellectual liberty. Well, today, those same principles are under siege by our pervasive cancel culture, conform to the approved ideology and liberal orthodoxy, or else. In just a few minutes, Don Yeager will be joining me to talk about this legendary case and our book, The Trial of the Century. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at Greg Jarrett. You can read my columns and listen to my podcast, The Brief, by going to my website, thegregjarrett.com. And you can learn more about my new book, The Trial of the Century. In just a few minutes, Don Yeager will join me to talk about the legendary case and our work together on the trial of the century. Please stay with us for that. We'll be back after the break. This is the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Welcome back to the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett, filling in for Sean today. You can follow me on Twitter at Greg Jarrett. You can read my columns and listen to my podcast, The Brief. All you have to do is go to my website, thegregjarrett.com. I've been talking about my new book. It's called Trial of the Century, and it's available, by the way, for pre-order online. You can do that now at the usual sites, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. But I want to introduce now as my guest, my co-author of Trial of the Century, Don Yeager. He is a New York Times best-selling author, longtime associate editor at Sports Illustrated, and a very popular, I must say, public speaker. Don, thanks for being here. It's really great talking to you about that project, which we have spent so much time on over the last 2 years together. And it's really, it's been quite a journey for me, and I think it has been for you, digging deep into the trial of the century that actually began when you and I traveled to Dayton, Tennessee. The courthouse at the time was closed for renovations. You wrangled a key through the archivist there who let us inside. So take it from there, Don.
You know, Greg, it was special because, as you said, people were not making their way through. It's generally a place, Dayton, Tennessee, quite actively advertises itself as a tourist stop because of the history and this trial. And so normally it comes back where we would have been in a courthouse there where there would have been a lot of folks. And instead, we got the chance to sit and just soak it in. We got to sit there and experience what it would have been like in the heat of that summer of 1925 to imagine that trial taking place.
You know, I remember being struck with the archivist had been kind, knowing in advance that we were going to get in there. And he laid out on the table in the courtroom in this huge book, leather bound, the handwritten longhand notes of the judge's reporter's notes, which told the story of the legal obstacles that the great Clarence Darrow was trying to overcome in convincing the judge to allow him to call all these scientific experts and theologians to the stand to explain evolution. And that together with a complete original copy of the trial transcript really formed the basis for our book. Would you agree?
Without question. I think one of the things that's always unique about these opportunities to take on history, right, and to try to tell it in a new, in some ways creative and energized way, is to look at something that's 100 years old and find something new to talk about. I think that was what most people who write about that trial or have in the past didn't sit and read it word for word as you did. I mean, you read the entire transcript. That ability to kind of get in and imagine as we sat there in that courtroom, what Judge Ralston was doing as he was making it so abundantly clear that he had an opinion of how this trial should turn out. And in many ways, he was making it nearly impossible for Darrow, to be able to pull off a victory in some way. So in Darrow's defense of John Scopes, the teacher, who by some accounts might not really have even actually taught in his class the work that he was being tried on. And so there was so many elements to it in your ability to kind of pour into the word for word transcript helped us to find little nuances, places where the difference between the way certain things were said, as you saw it through your legal eye, allowed us to tell the story, I think, a little more uniquely than it had ever been quite told before.
What struck me from our investigation, our discussions with people in Dayton, is that some of the students there have never heard of the trial that made their town famous or infamous, depending upon your point of view. But I think that's true for so many Americans, Don, especially younger people. They have never heard of the Scopes monkey trial. I mean, I've been working on this for 2 years, as you have, and I've talked to so many people. And the Scopes monkey trial, what's that? Evolution versus creationism, what's that? And this is such an important case in American history, forming the bedrock principles upon which our civil liberties depend today, which made it more imperative, I think, that you and I needed to tell the story of the trial of the century, the title of our book. But that lack of knowledge, that lack of awareness really shocked me. How about you?
You know, it's funny, Greg, you and I had the opportunity. I sent you a text the other day. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I just was in a Chick-fil-A for doing a little work and sitting there having lunch when in proceeded the women's softball team from Bryan College, which is there in Dayton, Tennessee, which is named after William Jennings Bryan, right? So it was because of his efforts that the community decided they needed a school in which it would be named for this man who they thought was so important as the defender of creationism. And in that so there I am, I'm sitting there in walk all these young women, and I decided to walk over and talk to their coach. I mentioned that we were writing this book and that it was about ready to come out. And I was met with a table full of blank stares. Several of them did not know exactly what I was talking about. Those who did not know that the 100th anniversary of the trial, is literally just a year and a half away. And so that idea that even right there in the seat of all of this, we found that people didn't really understand its importance. And the idea to me that someone like you that's covered so much, so many great and important trials, even in your own career, would have called this the trial of the century. It really stood out to me from the very beginning of this project.
You know, the ACLU back in 1925, they wanted to challenge this new law, correctly so. That made it a crime to teach evolution in public schools because it allegedly, and I underscore that word, undermined the Bible and religious teaching, especially the book of Genesis, the story of man's divine creation. But Clarence Darrow's strategy, which I thought was so smart, was to prove that creationism and evolution are not in conflict. They are indeed harmonious, and he assembled this stellar team of the nation's finest scientists and respected theologians prepared to tell it to the jury. But prosecutors would have none of it, and the judge, John Ralston, who was so horribly biased against the defense, refused to let the jury hear that testimony. So Darrow, you know, down and out but not defeated, comes up with this ingenious plan to call William Jennings Bryan to the witness stand. The prosecutor in the case, knowing that Brian's ego was so huge, he couldn't possibly resist the spotlight. And Don, you know, Brian fell right into the trap. It was a clever trap, wasn't it?
It was, I mean, again, I am not the legal scholar you are for sure, but in everything I have ever read about trials, I've never heard of the defense lawyer being able to actually convince the prosecutor that the prosecutor deserved to take a seat in the witness box, right? And to sit there and actually answer questions about whether everything in the Bible, was in fact true. And then he challenged him with individual biblical stories. And as you said, William Jennings Bryan, amazing reputation, but amazing ego. He had experienced so much in his career. He was an icon to that side of the political spectrum. And for him to fall into the trap as he did, in some ways, he was laughed out of that box by some people who realized how he had let his ego get in the way. And in many ways, things never recovered for him reputationally. As some might know, it wasn't but just a few days later there in Tennessee that Brian died. So this was literally his last major act, and it was a moment in which he, by most accounts, embarrassed himself.
Yeah, I remember writing the book that Brian mistakenly ascribed his righteousness to virtue, and that can be fatal. And, you know, for him, literally fatal. He was utterly destroyed by a withering cross-examination by Clarence Darrow. And, you know, the crowd that was so for him turned against him, and they began laughing at him, and it unnerved him. He couldn't believe that his people were laughing at him, and he was wondering, are they really laughing at me? Did Darrow make a fool of myself, of me, or did I make a fool of myself? And of course, 5 days later, he laid down for a nap and died. But, you know, that famous cross-examination, which the New York Times said was the greatest courtroom confrontation in Anglo-Saxon history. You know, it was held on an outdoor platform.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. It was the greatest, you know, courtroom back and forth that had ever occurred, but it actually didn't occur in the courtroom. The judge so knew that this really required the attention of as many people as possible. He knew it was going to be that enormous of an opportunity for people to feel part of the trial, that they moved it to an outside stage adjacent to the courthouse, a stage that is still kept intact today, in part because it's part of history, but secondly because they continue now today. They hold a Scopes Monkey trial event every summer in which they replay parts of the trial, and they use that stage to do so. So yeah. Fascinating to me that it happened not even in the courtroom.
And with thousands of spectators watching Darrow eviscerate the great William Jennings Bryan. You can not only read about this trial, if you go online and pre-order Trial of the Century by Greg Jarrett and Don Yeager, but you can also see the photographs. I dug these out of the archives in Tennessee. There's about 40 photographs of the trial. I gained permission. I wear these white cotton gloves to handle these old fragile pictures, and I used a high-resolution scanner to copy and download the incredible photographs. And they show, for example, the circus-like atmosphere that enveloped the Trial of the Century, complete with a trained chimpanzee named Joe Mendy parading around town, banging out notes on a miniature piano, drinking sodas at the local drugstore. I mean, it really was a circus. And, you know, I mean, that's just part of the story. And my guest has been Don Yeager, who's the co-author of my new book, Trial of the Century. You can order it online. Pre-order it. Go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or some of the online sites that are out there. It's available for pre-order. And Don, you know, I have so much more I'd love to talk to you about. We're out of time for this hour. Can I prevail upon you to come back in the 5:30 hour to talk a bit more about our work on the book, The Trial of the Century? Can you do it?
I'd be honored.
Okay, that's great. We'll pause and take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll be telling you what's ahead on the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett, filling in for Sean. Coming up is my guest, Congressman Jim Jordan. to talk about Anthony Fauci and whether or not there should be a criminal investigation into potential perjury against America's so-called doctor. I'm Greg Jarrett, in for Sean Hannity. We'll be right back.
And now a word from the 46th President of the United States.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, we all know ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using Mantis X? The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. Now, it simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapons light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. It's military-grade technology at an affordable price. Now, the Mantis X has improved my shooting dramatically and is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be confident and competent in your shooting ability. Now start improving your shooting accuracy today. Get your Mantis X now when you go to MantisX.com. That's one word, MantisX.com.
Back now to the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett filling in. Coming up next, Congressman Jim Jordan. He'll have the latest on the investigation into Dr. Anthony Fauci's suspected cover-up, as well as the latest in the Biden family corruption scandal. We'll be right back on the Sean Hannity Show.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/2001, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. Now, when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home, and that lifts the family's financial burden and helps bring them stability. Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, giving severely injured heroes the ability to live more independent lives. And through their Veterans Homelessness Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets all across the country. They helped more than 500 in 2022. They know that all vets who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, they deserve our nation's gratitude. So help America's heroes and their families join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on their mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.